Alice?
Dad, where are you?
Stuck in traffic. Did you stay at your nan's last night? I didn't hear you come in.
No, not exactly.
Alice?
I'm at your work.
What are you doing there? Are you okay? What's happened?
It was a peaceful protest. Distance, masks, all that. Until some folk kicked off, but I just got caught up in it. I didn't do anything.
Alice?
I got arrested.
You what?
Dad, please don't be mad. Dad. Dad!
Dad? Dad!
Shit. You trying to set my house on fire?
Just trying to wake you up. Sit. Go on, it'll get cold.
Eggs Benedict. Sweet. Where's yours?
Mine was the casualty.
This is good.
Happy birthday, Dad. I painted this for you.
You did this?
That's why I was locking my door. Been working on it for a while. It's Antalya. I wanted it spot on.
It is. It's beautiful, T. Proper artist, aren't you? Wow. I'm welling up. Come here. Huh?
I gotta go.
Want a lift?
Nah, enjoy your breakfast.
Give me 5, I'll drop you. It's freezing outside.
Ah, it's okay. I'm meeting Ruby.
Ah.
Yeah.
On you go. Send my regards to Ruby.
See you later.
Tolga, take your portfolio.
Thanks. You know, Mum wouldn't have done that. She'd have made me learn my lesson for forgetting it.
Clearly, I'm too soft, eh? Need to toughen up.
All out there.
Traffic's gnarly. Extinction Rebels still clinging on.
But a lot got arrested.
Yeah, tell me about it. Alice is one of them.
Alice? Seriously?
Seriously. It's not funny.
It is a bit, though, isn't it? You want to hear something else funny?
Go on.
I'm going to be a dad.
What?
Claire's pregnant.
You are joking.
No, dead straight. 11 weeks.
Is it yours?
Of course it's mine. We're still in the lust phase.
Yeah, well, you can kiss goodbye to that. Congratulations, Mike. I'm really pleased for you.
No way!
Yeah, but you haven't heard the worst bit. She swiped right on Mr. Carlson, my maths teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, the messaging. She keeps giggling like, oh, I'm so cringing.
You think he's sending her dick pics?
Tolga, don't even. Oh, I could have just been sick in my mouth. Do you know him? That lad over there, he's proper staring.
Dunno. Just ignore him. Come on, Rubes.
Check it out.
What's that?
An app. Pregnancy ABC. It's the size of a fig, apparently. I know your baby will be able to stretch, roll and somersault inside the uterus.
Fatherhood. I reckon it'll be the making of you, Tanner.
Not the breaking.
How's Claire doing?
Really nauseous, like all the time. She says I smell weird. Do I?
No weirder than usual.
Call my dad. Get my phone. Through.
Please, Tolga, just stay with me against it. Hello, I need an ambulance. Now, he's been stabbed. My boyfriend, he's been stabbed. Please.
Thank you. Morning.
I suppose you've heard.
Heard what?
Alice got arrested.
I've sorted it.
Have you now? I was going to make her sweat for a while.
She's had a caution, a hug and some tea and toast. I got her a cab to school. So when you write my reference...
You're defo going for it.
She could do your job with her eyes closed.
Where are you applying for?
Gloucestershire. Quite fancy the Cotswolds somewhere.
Cotswolds? What are you going to be detecting? Pony rustling?
Illegally parked helicopters.
Very funny. We saw a beautiful cottage in Morton in Marsh. Might keep some bees. I've always wanted to keep bees.
The geese of the bee snatchers.
The sting.
You know Jolene's writing a crime novel. Lead character's a guy called DCI Stanner.
Stanner?
No idiots. The lead's a woman.
Stone.
Could be Stoner. Or Stoner.
Okay.
Stoner.
Thanks, Alicia.
Do you know what that means in Glasgow?
There's been another stabbing down by the canal near Woodley Green School. A young lad's been killed.
Sir, the girl who was with him, she's in the ambulance. Name's Ruby Langley.
Okay, thanks, Dev.
Just keep taking the deep breaths, love. Your mum's in her way.
Ruby, I'm DCI Stone. This is DS Kelly.
Sue. Ruby, we're so sorry.
We need to find whoever did this.
Do you think you can help us?
Ruby?
I was trying not to look at him.
It was a man.
A lad.
How old?
I don't know.
Was anyone else there?
No, I didn't see anyone else.
Did he say anything?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I just heard groans, running and screaming. I was screaming.
What did the lad look like? Height, hair?
I don't know. He had a hood up.
Was it a coat? A hoodie? Any branding?
I don't know.
Colour?
I don't know. Dark, blue, black, maybe.
Good. Thank you. Anything else? His height, face? Was he white-skinned, brown-skinned?
I don't know. I was looking at the knife. You have to tell his dad.
Yusuf Akin, I'm DCI Stone.
It's some kind of birthday punk, is it? I'm about to get arrested.
I wish it was. Is there somewhere quiet we can talk?
We can talk here. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Yusuf. There's been an incident. Your son.
Kolya. What kind of incident? He's okay?
I'm afraid not. Tolga's been stabbed. I'm very sorry, Yusuf, but no. He died at the scene.
No. No. It can't be. He's in school. It must be a mistake.
He was by the canal near Woodley with a young girl, Ruby.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to drive him. I was going to drive him to school. Oh, God, Allah. Please, it can't be him. It can't be you. Allah.
Boy has been fatally stabbed by the canal near Woodley Green, becoming the 10th fatal stabbing.
I'm not letting my kid leave the house.
Cat used to say when you have a child, your heart walks around outside your body. Sue.
I'm at Woodley Green. Uniform are still speaking to students and teachers. The head was keen to point out that the stabbing didn't happen on school grounds. Seems more worried about the press making his precious school look bad than the well-being of his pupils. Tolga had been here about 3 months. He moved up from London. Kept his head down, apparently. No known gang associations. He'd made friends, was working hard. He was dyslexic and more drawn to creative subjects than sport. Some students have alluded to a beef with another school, saying it could be someone from North Park. isn't that?
Yeah, Alice's school. We need to be alert for reprisals. I want uniform outside both schools at home time and morning registration. For the next 2 weeks, at least.
Hi. Sorry, could I ask you both to put masks on, please? A sanitizer's just behind you.
Sorry. Yes. I'm DCI Stone, and this is DI Tanner. Has a Yusuf Akin arrived yet?
He's in the family room. I'll take you through.
Thank you.
Paulina. Paulina Skerry, senior mortuary assistant.
Thanks, Paulina.
Smells nice, this one. Smell.
Oh, all right, Mike.
Lemony and minty. I should get some for Claire. Most of them make a gag.
His girlfriend's pregnant.
I'll give you a bottle or two. We have boxes and boxes. But I'm afraid only one of you can come into the family room.
Yusuf, Paulina here is going to show you some photographs. Please, take your time.
Okay. Oh, oğlum. Çok üzgünüm. Seni seviyorum. Aslanım benim, canım. Huzur içinde yatsın. Benim oğlum. This is Tolga.
Yusuf, do you know of anyone who might have wanted to harm him?
Not a soul.
Anyone from his past, in London?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Did he seem concerned about anything? Any conflict with anyone at school, outside of school?
No. He's not like that. He's a good kid. He didn't know anyone outside school except Ruby. She goes to North Park. I need to be with him. Can I see him?
I'll take you through.
Benim güzel oğlum. Çok soğuksun. She sent him to me to keep him safe. Tutmam gerekiyordu güvenlisi. Ya oğlum Tolga. Ne sana yaptılar mı?
Eating for two, Tanner.
What?
Never mind. Listen, we need to speak to Tolga's mother, Valerie Russo. I've just sent you her contact details. We need to know what's going on down there, why she sent him up north. And get in touch with Tolga's old school, East Bank Academy.
Boss.
I better take this. Alice.
Hi. You mad?
No madder than usual. I'm more embarrassed. And maybe a bit proud. You okay?
Yeah. I need a shower, but apart from that, I smell like someone had thrown up in that cell. You should clean them better.
Yeah, because that's my job.
I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, but you embarrassed me too. Quite a lot, actually.
Now that is my job. Alice, do you know a girl from your school, Ruby Langley, year 11?
No. Is this about that stabbing?
Yes. Do you know about any current beefs between your school and Woodley Green?
Dad, I don't really get into stuff like that.
No, I know. But be careful, OK? Come straight home after school. I love you.
He always avoided trouble. Tolga went crazy. He was so talented. Our flat's full of his paintings.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Russo.
He was meant to be safe.
Sorry, I'm losing you. Hello? Mrs. Russo?
Oh, sorry, the train was in a tunnel. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
There's a load of stabbings round our way, felt like every week. I couldn't sleep. What if Tolga ends up in the wrong place at the wrong time? I didn't want him to go, but I thought he'd be safer up north. I sent him away to keep him safe.
Mrs. Russo, if there's anything else we can do, don't hesitate to call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Apparently, Tolga was carrying a knife.
They found it in his school bag.
Any joy with CCTV?
Only cameras near that stretch of the canal are outside a shiny new apartment complex. No signs of anyone fitting the description.
We need to speak to Ruby again.
She took off. There's a bottle of vodka missing. Her cousins are out looking for her. I haven't told Ruby's dad yet. I'm not together anymore.
Take your time, Karen.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Go ahead.
I'll open the window. Rubes was smitten with Tolga. Said she proper loved him. He was such a lovely lad. What is wrong with these kids? Why can't they just have a punch up in the park like we used to? Ruby? Love?
Sue.
Can I go and talk to her?
Okay.
Ruby? It's dear Sue Kelly here. We met in the ambulance. I need to ask you a couple more questions. Is that okay? Ruby, a knife was found in Tolga's bag. Did you know Tolga was carrying a knife?
No. You're saying him up. Tolga wouldn't carry a blade, no chance.
Ruby, love, we're on his side. And yours. But this knife was found in Tolga's bag. We don't know why he was carrying it. Please, open the door. I've got a photo on my phone. Have you seen this knife before?
Yeah. It's a graph knife. From art.
Excuse me a second. Joe?
Sue? A dark blue sweatshirt's been found in a bin in a kid's playground off Heath Road. It's covered in blood. The DNA is a match with Tolga Akin.
Tolga's art teacher, Mr. Lindley, confirmed they use craft knives in class, exactly like the one found in Tolga's bag. But they're not allowed to take them out of class.
We're going to have to speak to Tolga's dad. Has he been allocated an FLO yet?
No one available.
Boss? Got a match for one of the other two DNA traces on the sweatshirt. Joseph Jojo Delaney.
Any relation to Vinnie Delaney?
Vinnie Delaney. That's a blast from the past. Didn't you take Alice to a take that gig with tickets you nicked off him?
Confiscated. He was trying to tout them.
He's done a lot worse since. Currently resides in HMP Frankland. Jojo's his kid brother. Got a previous for aggravated assault and possession of a knife. Did 6 months in YOI Hindley back in 2015. Now works at a dispatch warehouse for Style Dazed.
Mask on, Tanner.
Smells.
When was the last time you washed it?
Washed it?
Can I help you?
I'm DCI Stone. This is DI Tanner. We'd like to have a word with Joseph Delaney. Jojo, believe he works here.
Hold up.
Like robots. Look at him.
Picker number 742. He's on a 12 to 10. He'll have to wait till his break at 5:17 p.m.
Did I fall asleep and wake up in communism?
This is an urgent and highly serious matter. We need to speak to him now. Joseph John Delaney.
You are?
Or do you prefer to go by picker number 742?
Depends who's asking.
I'm DCI Stone, this is DI Tanner. We need to ask you some questions. Hopefully to eliminate you from our inquiries.
Or not, as the case may be.
What?
We need you to accompany us to the station.
You are joking, I get sacked the minute I walk out that door.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Have I got any choice?
Come with us voluntarily or we arrest you.
I ain't done nothing.
Found him then.
It's
completely out of order.
He's coming down the station, helping us with our inquiries.
It's totally out of order, this. I've got rights, you know.
You'll need to be searched before I can let you through.
What, in case I've nicked some polyester panties?
All of you.
Mr. Delaney has refused the right to a solicitor.
But I might get one to sue you now you've lost me my job.
I think you might have more pressing concerns, Jojo.
Like what?
Like a dark blue sweatshirt has been found in a kid's playground off Heath Road. We believe it's yours.
What?
Do you know a lad called Tolga Akin?
I never heard of him.
Where were you this morning between 9 and 9.30am?
I don't know. Out.
Out where?
Just out. Walking. Went into town.
You walked into town from the Bridgeton?
Yeah.
Why didn't you take the bus? Tram?
I needed to think. Clear my head. I had an argument with the missus. Needed some air.
Anyone see you?
Don't know. Anyone I walked past, I suppose.
Anyone you know can vouch for your whereabouts?
I was alone, all right.
Did you walk anywhere near the canal by Woodley Green School?
What would I do that for? I was going into town.
Where did you go?
Arndale.
What shops?
Just mooching, you know. Didn't go in any shops, looked in windows and that.
Really?
Your previous doesn't look great, Jojo. How did you get your job at Style Dazed?
I went on a scheme, fresh chances. Dead straight now. Keep my head down, don't bother no one. Got a baby on the way, you know.
Oh, yeah. No longer connected, then?
You know my family.
How is Vinny?
Found God.
In HMP Franklin?
Funny. He's converted to Islam. Food's better.
You have any connection to gangs outside of Manchester, Jojo? London, perhaps?
I told you, I'm done with all that shit. I want my kid to grow up knowing it's dad.
Do you want a sweatshirt like this?
Yeah, but so do about 50,000 other folk in the country. It's one of our best sellers.
Yeah, we took that photo off the website.
Now, have a look at this one. What is unique about this sweatshirt, Jojo, is that it's stained with the blood of a young lad who was stabbed to death this morning. It also has your DNA all over it.
You what?
DNA from hair fibres and semen.
You're lying! You're setting me up, you bastards!
Joseph Delaney, I'm arresting you in connection with the murder of Tolga Akin. Anything, sir?
CCTV of Jojo Delaney walking out the Bridgeton at 8:10 this morning. We're trying to trace his next steps.
Right.
And Yusuf Akin's here for you.
Can I get you a tea? Coffee?
No. Thank you. I keep making tea, but I can't drink it. What do you want to see me for?
We're following a couple of leads. Yusuf, I'm sorry to have to ask you this, but did you know your son was carrying a knife?
What? No. He wasn't like that.
It's a craft knife from art. His teacher confirmed it. But they're forbidden from taking him out of school. Can you think of any reason why Tolga would take it out?
No. He's not stupid. Maybe someone put it there.
Have you ever heard Tolga mention someone called Jojo Delaney?
No. Why?
Did Tolga have any mates or spend any time around the Bridgeton estate?
No. He came home after school. He went to footy, stuff with his mates on the weekend, bowling, cinema. He loved the cinema. Ever since he was a little kid.
And London? The reason his mum sent Tolga to live with you. Are you sure he wasn't in trouble down there?
No. Not directly. Val was worried about his proximity to it. They lived in Enfield. There was a spate of stabbings. One on their road. She just wanted him away from it all.
Thought Veganuary was over.
But you like these? Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm just about to serve up.
Mmm, oh, that's good.
It's chickpea, spinach and fennel.
Oh.
Are you going to make my footy match tomorrow?
Mm, I'll try.
Can't you just say yes? Look, even for the second half, kick-off's at 4:30, so even if you just come for 5:30. Please... Don't say maybe. Dad.
Okay. Yes.
Karen?
Yeah?
I'm Yusuf, Tolga's father.
Can I get you a tea, coffee?
No, thank you.
Oh, please, please, have a seat. I wish there was something I could say or do. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
You shouldn't be asking me that.
I know how much Ruby cared for him.
Yeah. She didn't bring him home much. She was scared I'd embarrass her. But I met Tolga twice. Once I came home from work early, caught him cutting school. And then the second time, he came round to help me fix this door that kept sticking. He was such a lovely lad. She was smitten with him.
Yeah, he was too. Face went all red whenever he mentioned her. Can I speak to her?
Ruby, love, can you come down? I'm sorry.
Me too. How are you?
How are you?
Ruby, is there anything you've not told the police? You have to tell them what you saw.
I didn't see him. It's all blurry. She's in shock.
You have to try to remember, please, for Tolga. The police said he was carrying a knife. Was he?
No, it's his craft knife from art.
And maybe he was carrying it because he was scared. Do you know any reason Tolga had to be scared?
No.
Did you see the face of the lad who did this?
No, he was wearing a face mask and he had a hood up.
You have to remember something.
I can't. Please, Yusuf, I think you should go.
Think, Ruby, I beg you.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
Morning. What's going down?
Salt and vinegar crisps. By the truckload. And Tizer. Claire, she's obsessed.
Cats was ice cubes. With chilli sauce.
Women are nuts.
Morning. Jojo Delaney. He wants to talk. Interview with Joseph Delaney. Present are DCI Stone and DS Kelly.
So, Jojo, what you got to tell me?
Can I have another coffee?
That it?
No. I think I know what happened.
Go on.
Someone stole my sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah?
So here's what happened, right? I'm stressed at the moment, yeah? Baby on the way, 0 hours contract. My work is, like, hard to shut off from, you know? I shut my eyes at night and I'm, like, mentally filling orders off the shelves. My brain won't shut down. So I smoke a little weed. Helps me sleep. My supplier was out, so I had to go to someone else. The missus is out, like, antenatal group, so I've got a few mates in, having a few beers, a few spliffs on the PS4. Baby's going to be here in 6 weeks, you know, last chance to do this kind of thing. Kid comes round with the gear. He wants to come in, get a shot on Call of Duty. Got good gear, so I'm like, fine, mate, fill your boots. But then, he won't leave. And he's getting gobby. Then folk are coming to my door to buy off him. I'm like, fuming, man. And then, right, my missus comes home. Shit, man, loses the plot. So I'm kicking everyone out before she kicks me out, you know.
And what does this have to do with your sweatshirt?
Well, that was the last time I saw it. That night, it were on the sofa, and then it were gone.
So you think this kid you bought drugs off nicked your sweatshirt?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So, who is this kid? I want a name, description, contact number, the lot.
I don't know. Just a kid, yeah? None of them use the real names. They're all on burners. You know the score.
This particular kid, I want a full description, the name he used, and the contact number he used.
I don't know, I deleted the messages. You were a white lad. No, not white, like blue, unhealthy, pale. I was drunk and stoned, that's all I can remember.
You're gonna have to do better than that, Jojo.
Oh, come on, I just sussed all that out. That's proper detective shit, that is.
Proper detective shit.
It tells a good yarn, that's for sure. Jolene, what do you think?
Well, there is a third source of DNA. We're trying to find a match for it.
I reckon he's lying. He's panicking about what he's done, hence the elaborate story. He's desperate to shift the blame. He's not come to terms with what he's done himself yet.
Let's leave him to sweat for a bit longer. See if he remembers anything else.
Hello?
Karen, DCI Stone. Is Ruby with you?
No. She insisted on going back to school. I dropped her off this morning. So it'll help take her mind off things, you know, being around her mates and that. Did I do the right thing?
I'm sure you did.
Oh, I feel so bloody useless.
You're her mum. You're there for her. I know it might feel impossible, but just keep being there.
If what you're saying's true, this kid stole your sweatshirt over 2 weeks ago. Yesterday he committed murder and used your sweatshirt to wipe the knife, then discarded said sweatshirt in a bin in a children's playground where he must have known it would be found, either without thinking or intending to set you up.
Yeah? He was setting me up, bastard.
So why would he do that?
Because I kicked him out. He's proper edgy, you know. Clearly don't know the rules.
What rules?
You know, never get high on your own supply.
You think he was using?
Maybe crack. Dunno. Had that paranoid aggressive twitching.
You want to get out of here? We need every bit of info on that kid, okay?
I need height, hair colour, clothing, everything you remember.
I've told you all I know. Short, white lad, teenage, dunno how old.
How short?
Dunno. Good half foot shorter than me.
Hair, length, colour.
He had a cap on, couldn't tell.
A cap, colour, any logo?
I can't remember. I was drunk and stoned.
Can I help you?
I'm DS Kelly. I'm here to see Ruby Langley, year 11.
Oh, right. Yeah, hold on. I'll find out where she's supposed to be. Langley, Ruby. Oh, she's in science. Third floor. Oh, wait, no. Ruby didn't come in today.
Yeah, boss. And LCCTV. Watch this bit. Hold on. Okay. Yep, here. That's him, innit?
That is definitely Jojo. What time is this?
9:21.
And if he was in the Arndale at 9:21 yesterday morning, then there's no chance he could have been at the scene of the crime at 9:15.
Unless he can fly.
Yusuf?
There's something I need to tell you.
Go on, please.
It's about the craft knife in Tolga's bag. He made a painting for me for my birthday. It's Antalya in Turkey, where I'm from. The sea. Tolga's put these little cuts in it to show the texture, you know, the movement of the water. He was working on it at home. He must have brought the knife from school. I can show you the painting. It is perfect.
Jojo, you can go.
What?
You're a free man.
A free unemployed man?
Don't worry. I'll talk to your boss. Tell them what a shining pillar of the community you are.
Are you having a laugh?
I'm not going to let you lose your job.
You're ruthless.
Yeah, and so am I. Give us your number, I'll check in with you tomorrow, okay?
Mike.
Sue, Ruby Langley's in reception. She wants to see you.
Ruby, you okay, love?
No, not really.
Shall we go get a hot chocolate in the canteen? Come on.
I've been walking round the block all morning, trying to get the courage to come in. I've just been going over and over it. Walking and thinking. Till my head was going to explode. It don't feel real. None of it. Sitting here with you drinking this. I feel like I'm floating out my body.
Grief's like that. It'll change shape, come and go in waves. You'll want to share things with Tolga and burst for him to be here. You'll feel angry, depressed, helpless. Then strangely high, pulsing with life because you're still alive. And you know life is not guaranteed and just how precious it is. And these feelings will come and go, and you will learn how to ride them. I lost my partner a few years ago. He was a copper too, killed on duty. And my dad passed away last year from COVID.
I'm so sorry.
I still carry his order of service around in my bag. How's the hot chocolate?
Proper nice.
It's the marshmallows that do it.
He was short. Like, shorter than me.
About 5'4", 5'5"?
Yeah, about that. White lad. I think he had brown hair. He had a hood up. He was twitchy. Bad energy just seemed dangerous, you know, like he had nothing to lose. That's why we tried to get away.
Take your time, Ruby. Did he say anything?
No, he just groaned like an animal.
Had you ever seen this lad before?
Never.
And Tolga, did it feel like he knew him?
No. Like he was just some angry kid. And if we walked the other way, we went the long way by the canal to get more time together. It was my idea. If we'd have gone the other way, Tolga would still be here.
It's not your fault, Ruby. It's not your fault. I promise you, love. Ruby's with Omar doing a facial composite. We've got a description of an IC1 male around 14, 15, height around 5'4, 5'5, brown hair, wearing a cap or a hood, showing signs of addiction and paranoia. The kid Jojo was talking about?
Mike, get me the latest list of known dealers in the Bridgeton and surrounding area.
I will, boss.
Oh, shit. Alice's footy match.
Go.
You sure?
Go.
I'll check in after.
Okay. Thanks, Dev. Boss, before you go, a disturbance at the Bridgeton estate. Man fitting the description of Jojo Delaney reported to be drunk and disorderly, threatening to kill someone. Uniformer on their way.
Brilliant. Mike.
It's Block.
Crookshank House.
Hope Tyson can't scale that wall.
DCI Stone. Delaney seems to have gone. No sign of him.
Okay. Hold on. Sue, can you track Jojo Delaney's phone for me, please?
On it, boss. Call you back.
Get in, Alice. Brilliant.
Oh, safe bells are done, Alice.
One, new message. 5:22 p.m.
Alice, it's Dad. Sorry I'm not going to make it. I was just leaving, but something's kicked off. No pun intended. I'm really sorry. I'll make it up to you.
Victory Pizza?
Yeah, sure.
So?
Terraces on Petersfield Way.
Well, let's go.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Raz. Mila, send me that place, yeah?
Laters.
You want to walk or take the bus?
I want to get an Uber. I'm freezing my tits off.
Come on, mate. Why are you hiding? Yeah, I'm waiting. Ain't going nowhere till you come out. Try and set me up. You want to play that game? I'm here and I'm ready for you.
Jojo.
Oh, look, my guardian angel's come to save me from myself, have you?
Something like that.
What are you doing, Joe? He's in there, isn't he?
Which house?
That one. Lacey curtains. Bastard, I'm going to finish that.
Come on, you've had enough.
Hey, get off me, what are you doing?
Jojo Delaney, I'm arresting you for drunken disorderly behaviour.
I calm down.
And yes, to save you from yourself.
Hold still there.
Lacey curtains.
Make it difficult for yourself.
Police! Open up, please.
Police, open up.
Still surging. It's 17 quid.
Oh, what?
Bus it is.
Oh, I'm like salivating, thinking, poor pepperoni.
Shut up. Oh, I miss pepperoni. What the hell?
What are you doing?
Come on. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to stem the bleeding. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
V, call an ambulance.
Okay, okay.
It's okay. It's okay. You're going to be okay.
Hello? Ambulance, please.
What's your name?
Yeah, there's been a stabbing. Girl, she's lying bleeding. At the bus stop, North End Road.
Charlie, the ambulance is coming, okay? Just stay with me, okay? Just stay with me. I've seen you around school. You go to the drama club, don't you? Yeah. You're in West Side Story. Gosh, you're amazing. Just stay with me, Charlie. You're going to be okay, I promise, okay? Just stay with me, please. Just... Fee, call my dad! I'll
help. In Stone, DCI John Stone was played by Hugo Spear. DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheetham. And DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Yusuf was played by Eddie Capley. Tolga and Jojo by James Cooney, Ruby by Lucy Dixon, Jolene and Karen by Angela Lonsdale, and Alice by Sydney Wade. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst, written by Vivian Harvey, and produced by Nadia Molinari. It was a BBC Audio Drama North production.